I stole his creative juices. I needed them to get better. Tongue emoji.
I'm not gonna have sex with you, dude.
Why? That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what have you been up to sexuality wise?
Oh, you know, we can't discuss that on the air.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, is it changing?
No, I'm straight. Bad. I'm straight. Still straight.
You've been on any like bad dates lately?
I did go on a date like a little while ago. And I think that she was looking for a sugar daddy. Because she kept talking about... So basically, here's what happened. I matched with this girl on a dating app, and she's really pretty, and...
Ooh, that's sign one.
Yeah, so that's like a red flag. And then... and the second red flag is that she wanted to go out with me. So... Ooh. We end up meeting up, and we're having a great conversation. That's red flag number three. And we make a great connection, which is red flag number four. And we keep talking, which is red flag number five.
No, but like what, why did you think sugar daddy?
So she kept talking about how every date that she goes on, the guys always spend money on her and buy her expensive stuff. And I am just thinking in my head, like, is it all about the money? And then the more and more she talks about how she gets like plastic surgery and her parents pay for her rent and stuff. Like,
this doesn't tuition. Sound like your type at all.
No, she's not my type at all. Essentially. And so like she was hot, but she had plastic surgery. So that's why she was hot.
Other than that.
Yeah. Personality wise, she was like too serious a little bit, but she also, when the bill came, she offered to pay for her half.
Wait, what was Kill Bill doing there?
No. When the billium came.
Wait, why was he there?
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
I mean, I was texting
that
him
was
on
really
the phone.
Confusing.
No, sorry. Joe, let me start over. So the check, okay. we asked for separate checks. And so we pay using each of our own debit. I use my debit card. She used her debit card. We get the cards back. They're both from the same bank and then the same color, same kind of card. So I'm like, ha, ha, ha. What if we switched cards accidentally? I could spend all your money. And she's like, oh, yeah, I could spend all your money. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the $2 that's on there. And she and she's like, she gives like a nervous laugh. Like she doesn't know if I'm serious. Like, she won't date me if there's really only $2 there. This is like a really big deal for her. And I'm just like kind of laughing to myself because she obviously like cares so much about money. And it's like,
okay, so on the one hand, I get what you mean by that. But on the other hand, I would be concerned if my dating partner turned out to have $2 in their account. That would probably be a red flag. Like,
but by that point, she had already talked about how the guys that she dates are like doctors and they spend a lot of money on her and buy her expensive gifts. So she was probably waiting for me to say, oh, I would buy you this and this to know if she wants to keep dating me.
You could have flexed and said, oh, yeah, I'm a talk show host.
I don't remember if I brought it up or not. I don't usually bring that up.
Why would you not bring that up? That's great.
I think I did bring it up, but actually, you know what? I definitely did bring it up. I remember talking about it, but I don't know.
Wait, what? I'm confused. It kind of went all over the place there.
So, well, actually, I think I have brought that up on all the dates that I've been on, but I don't really like to talk about it.
Oh, when you show up to the door, you're just like, hi, I'm Joe. I'm a talk show host. Let's go.
I don't like to lead in with it because I feel like that's... I'm creating a character for myself.
You
like
put
I'm
it
a
at the end. You're like, see you the next time. By the way, I'm a talk show host. Goodbye.
No, I usually bring it up like halfway through. If I bring it up halfway through, it kind of
you should do an ad read on one of those points.
All right, so
what if I told you that you were an idiot for not spending only $15 a month on your cell phone?
Well, I don't want to be an idiot.
And the truth is that you're not necessarily an idiot if you spend a little bit more. But Mint Mobile's cell phone packages max out at $38 per month. So I use Mint Mobile myself. And the truth is, you're overpaying for your wireless service. You just probably are.
Well, I don't want to overpay for my wireless service, Lars. What can I do to be less of an idiot? Less of a bambling idiot?
Well, you can check out mint.t1podcast.com to find out more.
What was that link again?
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
I think we were talking about like an actual date that you went on.
Yeah, she only cared about money. We talked about the types of plastic surgery we would want to have in the future. For her, she wants to like make her face prettier. And for me, I would want to fix my messed up nose because it's curved to one side. Which, did you know that, Lars? Did you know that my nose is curved to one side?
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really embarrassing to be, like, seen with you and stuff.
For just that reason, right? No.
Yeah, but go ahead.
So, let's, you go on any interesting dates, Lars?
Like, ever?
Yeah, no, like, recently? Like, in the past couple years?
I mean... In the past couple of years, man, other than that story I gave on like episode 2, I would say most of the dates I've been on are like somewhere between nothing, like pointless or good. Like, I don't know. That's kind of my one story, the bad date.
We should go out.
Don't ask me out on air, Joe. That's really weird.
No, I'm saying that we should be each other's wingman.
That would be a bad date story for sure.
I'm saying that if we went out to downtown in order to pick up chicks, as the kids say, pick up chicks, is that?
They say paint the town red.
Oh, we're going to paint the town red as wingmen.
Sure.
All right.
Why are wings involved in this?
I was jokingly going to say, so it's a date. We're going to pick up some honeys.
You know how you were saying you're still... You're coming across very differently this episode, but okay. Joe, have you been playing Assassin's Creed Origins?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I wasn't able to download it, and I kind of was going to come back around to download it.
But do you have Uplay?
Uplay? No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's step one.
Step one, I have to have Uplay?
Yeah. Oh, but you're an expert in Uplay, right?
Yeah, I'm an expert. According to Uplay's website, according to me, they're sad to announce that Uplay has come to an end. They want to thank all of the Uplayers, and they hope they've enjoyed many years of unlimited access to thousands of crosswords and puzzles. Is that the right one?
No.
Oops.
No, Joe, it's Uplay as in the letter U and then play.
All right. I mean, I don't really have time for video games.
Joe agreed to a competition with me where we would play Assassin's Creed Odyssey and try to be the first one to beat it. And then I beat it before Joe ever purchased it, so I'm on Origins, and then I just beat Origins, so he's lost twice in a row.
I purchased it. I just don't have it set up to play. Hold on. It's wanting me to restart my computer. Just kidding. I am installing it right now. Let's see. Installed. And install it on my D.
I feel like if a program asks me to restart, that's kind of rude now in 2019. Like, why do you have to do that? That's fucked up.
According to my dad, they don't even have to.
Yeah, they don't. That's true. It's like when someone calls you. You know? Like, it's just weird. Like, someone would call you on the phone or leave a voicemail? What is wrong with people? That only a psychopath would do that.
Yeah, when I get a voicemail, I get like paranoid, like I have a ticket that I need or something. Like, why is someone calling me? Who is this?
Yeah, I haven't listened to a voicemail probably in like 5 years. Like at all.
My mom still leaves me voicemails and I'm like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, well, I mean, do you say it that rudely?
Well. Yeah, well. All right, so I've got Uplay installed. And now I'm going to minimize to tray. And later, I'm going to play my game.
Sounds
boy.
Good.
All right.
By the way, Joe.
Yeah.
Who is your least favorite guest?
It's kind of awkward. to least favorite guest? Like, what if they find out?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, I know we asked you to be on the show and you like, and then you were on it, but we don't like you. I don't know. Ohan. I'm just going to say Ohan because he's going to, yeah. It's just part of a gag at least.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going to seriously make you answer that. I realize that's a terribly awkward question.
Always Ohan, I guess. I don't know. Ohan mm-hmm. and I hung out in real life the other night for the first time in like 4 years.
Weird.
Yeah.
Did you touch his wiener?
Yeah.
How was it? Supple?
No, we didn't touch wieners.
Oh, okay. You just watched each other?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Wait, why would you spend time with, not like why the hell would you, but like what was the occasion?
I called him up and I said, hey, do you want to hang out? Well, I didn't call him up. I texted him, I think, or okay. IM'd or something. It's like, hey, you want to hang out? And he said, okay. Plus for the social interaction, Lars.
Oh, well, you got to credit Anna for saying that.
No, it was just for the social interaction, Lars.
How was it?
It was fine. Jeff was there too. My brother, Jeff.
Stop trying to make Jeff happen.
Yeah, and Anna's a great moderator. We love her.
Don't just read everything Anna says for you to read, Joe.
She's feeding me my lines.
If anyone's tuning into this, this is one of the examples of why you should tune in live. Joe, how can they do that?
So to tune in live, you're going to want to go to Discord and do a quick search on t1podcast.com in order to find that link. T1podcast.com. There's a link to our Discord. You can tune in live there. Stay tuned.
There's also a link on the show notes.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Thank me later.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Oh, people are calling for an update for your plants. Can you explain why they're asking for that? Like what this has to do with anything?
Yes. So as part of my redecoration of my home office, which is what I call the desk next to my bed, I got a couple of plants to make it less depressing, I guess you could say. And
like your
one
room
of the
just
plants...
inspired just like despair.
Yeah, like a dungeon.
Oh, I was joking. Are you serious? Like, was it a
no,
sad
no,
room?
It's very oh. nice now. I had to clean it. I did a deep clean. I like sanitized everything,
Neutrogena,
like wiped
deep
the windows.
Clean cream cleanser.
I did a deep clean cream cleanser for your chicken feet. No. nor.t1podcast.com. You'll thank
by the
me
way,
later.
By the way,
T1
Joe,
Podcast is Joe, for the nerds.
Joe.
Yeah.
So what if you've been watching the video of that girl who was wiping with things other than toilet paper, but yep. you didn't want your ISP to know that you're into that weird fetish shit?
If you don't want your ISP to know that you're into that sick shit, just use a VPN. NordVPN is the best on the market.
The best. VPN
quality VPN. Quality. You ever sit down and you say to yourself, oh, I don't want anyone to know that I'm into this shit. So you use VPN. The ISP will never know.
Also, that's a jokey reason for using it, but there are also a lot of serious good reasons for it, such as masking.
Such as.
Thank you, Joe. Such as masking your IP and not being able to have websites tell you, oh, well, I know you wanted to watch French Law Office, but you can't. Or, for example, if you're at the cancerous local Wi-Fi at Starbucks and there's watchdogs to computer hackers, then you can avoid them. If your internet is throttled and we're coming through very stunted like this because it has to keep loading because you're throttled because you used up too much of your data. This is a good way to get around that.
Did you use up the rest of your data, Lars?
I didn't. But if the listener does and wants to get around it for a cheap $4 a month, what's the link for that?
Holy shit, $4 a month? God damn, Lars, that's fucking cheap.
Also, that's not the link. Go ahead and give the actual link.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
You'll thank me later.
Anna! You're unmuted. Anna, I have a question.
Yes, Lars.
What's the name of the show?
The First Podcast.
That's correct. And that's also the checkout code at checkout. That was awkwardly put, but yeah. Use checkout code The First Podcast to get 75% off your first subscription.
I miss Anna.
She's right there, Joe.
Just like, kidding.
In the chest.
I'm just kidding. I used to work at this game store. No, I didn't. I used to work at a...
Well, don't just lie.
No, I was... I used to work at this job. I was a recruiter. And there was this girl, Megan, who worked there. And she left after like less than a week because she had a baby or something. I don't know. And the gag was that she said she would eventually be coming back. So everybody's like, oh, Megan's probably never coming back. And I had this gag that I was doing where I was like in love with her and I was going to ask her to, you know, like out on a date and stuff.
Don't ask someone out as a joke, Joe. That's fucked up.
I wasn't going to ask her out. She wasn't even there, Lars. She was like gone at that point for like a month.
To term an entire baby in 10 days, by the way. Like, it usually takes 9 months.
No, she was like, she got hired in and then she had a baby. And I guess or something. It's just for some reason she was gone for like 2-3 months.
Why do you?
And the whole time I'm like Megan, I miss Megan. So every now and again I would just be like, I miss Megan. And then people would start laughing because I was like pretending to be in love with her.
This is the kind of story that Asterios would make fun of you for telling. Just letting you know, it's a good thing he's not here.
Yeah. Then she eventually did come back, and I avoided like all contact with her because it was so awkward. She was the butt of my joke for like 3 months.
Oh. She could have been the butt of your relationship. I mean, if you were in love with her.
We were both in relationships at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's that coming along, by the way, bud?
What?
Like, are you enjoying being a rippity-rappity singly-pappity?
Yeah, I am. I'm enjoying the freedom.
Is it ever weird to listen to old episodes where, like, she was either present or, like, you referenced her as, like, oh, yay, gee, she's my fiance. Like, is that weird to listen to in retrospect?
Not really. I mean, I haven't really listened to too many of the older episodes recently.
Which I recommend to the listener that they don't.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to the old episodes. Just listen to episode 45 on.
Honestly, man, like, the last 8 episodes have been leagues better than, like, most of the older content.
Not because the guests were bad or anything.
No, the guests are great.
Everybody who's a guest.
Boy, we had a learning curve.
It was a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, it was a learning curve. As
but yeah.
The guests are offended, says the chat.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No.
I like how Kneecaps randomly comes in the server, like, for no reason. He'll just be like, oh, I have the gayness. He'll just say something really random and then leave again. Keith is one of my favorite characters so far. Like
Keith Johnson.
Not characters as in fictional, but like quite a character type characters on this show.
Oh, I should start recording.
The chat, as Anna thinks is funny to call it, says Bill says that he would have sex with a female version of himself.
Lars, would you have sex with a female version of yourself?
I feel like I would have to.
Right? I mean, you're so narcissistic. How could you not?
No, it's like if that, for some strange reason, like, Larzina existed, I feel like it'd be philosophically
Larzina. What makes you think it'd be named Larzina?
Well, because that's, like, the version.
So, anyway, I was just going about my day the other day. I'm walking around when all of a sudden I see a $100 bill on the ground, but it's not a $100 bill. It's a piece of gum. I pick it up anyway, and when I go to eat it, I could tell that it's wintergreen. So what do? I spit it out. I hate wintergreen. Lars, you ever have wintergreen gum?
What?
You ever have wintergreen gum?
No, what was that whole story?
I was walking down the side of the street when suddenly, beyond
the
vision...
Are you trying to make your own
vision,
Boardwalk Burgers thing here? What are you doing? What are you talking about? Like,
I'm telling you a story about a time I was walking down the street. All of a sudden, I see a piece of gum on the ground.
You said it was $100 bill, though.
I said it's not gum, it's $100 bill. So I pick it up and put it in my mouth, and it has wintergreen gum on it. And I say, bop, 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 bop. No, but that is why they call me an in real life gallon of water.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's fine, Joe. Were you going anywhere at all with that, or what was?
No, I was just doing an improv exercise. Oh, okay. I was hoping that you would like ask me questions or something.
Well, it was ridiculous. Like, go ahead, do another one.
So there I am at Knott's Berry Farm. I'm thinking to myself, I can tell I'm at Knott's Berry Farm because I don't like it here. I walk around anyway, and I go on the rides, and then I say to myself, these aren't rides, they're attractions, but they're not. Because they're not fun. I'm not attracted to the ride.
Yeah, just luggage.
I mean, I can talk about luggage all day long. What do you want me to talk about specifically, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of aspects to focus on about the luggage. You can talk about the shape of the bags, or the size of the bags, or the weight. You got the texture. You know, any added descriptions on the bags. You got the wheels, whether they're singles or doubles, four or two sets, something. Bags have up to 8 wheels, whereas others only have 2. I even saw one bag that just had 1 wheel. Just kidding. Just joking. Anyway, when it comes to bag, I find that each set of luggage has its own personality. The bags that I like the best are the bags that are large, but not too large. It's a zipper that you can undo, and oh, let me tell you about the Let me tell you about the Toomey bags.
And that's why you should... Hold on. Duck tape, otherwise known as duck penis tape. Brought to you by the creators of duck penises, which are a ballistic penis stretched over a coil, or a cork, if you will, inserted into a, a duck vagina.
No, we use it to as a military weapon to inseminate your enemies.
What? What? Someone in the chat says, Jesus Christ, Joe. What? Haven't you ever heard of ducks?
You can't just say that, dude. He's Jewish. He doesn't believe in the Jesus.
Yeah, I usually don't tell people that I'm Jewish, and I just wait for them to say anti-Semitic stuff, because if they knew that I'm Jewish,
to trap them.
I'd be like, oh, they're racist.
Yeah, but by the way, though, dude, like... Of all the things in the world, you being a Jew is not a secret. Like, it's very clear.
I know, but people still, like, at work, sometimes people don't know that I'm Jewish. And they'll just be, like, they'll tell some Jew joke, and I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Well, don't
and
they,
then in my mind,
how did they not notice the curly sideburns? Your hipster Jew stuff.
I am a hipster Jew.
Like, do they think that those are just for fun?
So, yeah, I guess they don't know.
Lars confirmed.
Yeah. Lars confirmed. Joe's a trap.
I really like the fact, by the way, that we've started to sign all of our emails forever yours.
Forever yours. We started to send our reach out emails with the signature forever yours.
I don't know why. It's like something that I feel like we can get away with.
Yeah. So let's brainstorm new ways of things that we could say to the guests. In the email, it's like, forever yours, love you.
Fuck you gently.
Fuck you gently in the ass with a spoon. Signed, Joe.
A lot of people are typing after you said that, Joe. Okay, so if you had to choose between one of these two things, every time you sneezed, a fish came out of your nose, or every time you scratched, a small beetle would come out of the spot that you scratched.
Probably the fish.
Why?
Because a fish would be slimy and squirmy, but at least a fish would be kind of cuddly and cute. And a beetle seems dirty and scary.
No, but which would be more useful?
Oh, the beetle.
Yeah, because you put 4 of them together, you got a band.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe.
Yeah.
So you heard any good jokes lately?
Your face. No, I have not heard it, really any good jokes lately.
If you just left it at that, it would have been really funny.
We could. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, now I can't. I'm really depressed to hear about that, by the way. That song just...
Yeah.
Not that my life is over, just, like, myself as a 12-year-old, just, I feel different now.
than as a 12-year-old? Yeah, you should. You're a full-grown man. You're like 30.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that. Yeah.
I don't feel exactly how I felt about everything when I was 12.
Yeah, I'm talking about like how the song has been ruined for me.
Yeah.
Bop, all your friends will leave you. Bop.
All your friends will die and you're going to die too. And everyone dies. Bop, bop, da.
You know what's kind of cool about that episode, by the way? And this is going to get like wholesome for a second. In conjunction with a couple other podcasts that I listened to back in the day, Andrew and the official podcast, they're kind of like one of the reasons why I thought like, oh, I'm just like a random dude, but I could do that too. Cause like they're just four goobers who showed up to do it. Or like Ethan from H3H3. Like he just does a podcast just cause he can. And I don't really think that that was really cool. That kind of inspired me to start up. So it was fun to interview one of the people who was responsible for that inspiration.
Yeah. That sounds nice, you know. I listened to a couple of podcasts.
Nicely done, Joe. Okay.
Can't wait to see how that turned out. You should take that and make it like 100 times more with stuttering.
That just reminds me of the episode. That is a fantastic way to segue out of that, out of the darkness, as he put it. Enjoy that.
The darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, Lars, yes. Tell us about a time where you had to overcome adversity.
Okay. So this one time I had to overcome adversity.
Now tell us about a time where you had to be... you had to cook a meal, but you didn't know what to make.
Oh, I made chicken and broccoli.
You remember that dinner party that we had? You taught me how to cook chicken?
Oh, yeah, Joe didn't know how to cook chicken until, like, last year.
Lars came over and taught me how to cook chicken. I don't know, apparently you just throw it in the oven, or fry it up or something.
He doesn't remember.
What did we do? We took a sauce and put it on top?
Well, I mean, you put it in the pan and... You turn the heat on, and you use some liquid to. It's pretty simple. The people in the chat.
Bop.
You can't just use that every time. Just when you have a Joe moment.
Watch me. No, but
Yep.
I'd say the first thing that I learned how to cook was one of the things I used to make when I was a kid, besides like grilled cheese with white bread and American cheese. Would be like
Ew.
A bologna sandwich where the bologna's fried and you could put egg on it. Not egg, sorry. A fried bologna sandwich with ketchup.
Did your parents
or
just
cheese.
Hate your health?
And then also there was a fried egg with ketchup on a sandwich.
Wow.
So picture like white bread with a fried egg and ketchup.
That's what I picture when I think of you, Joe.
I ate it when I was a kid, and it tasted good. I didn't know any better. Lars, you remember the time I was telling you the story about how my mom used to make...
Cole in the chat says, that sounds absolutely abysmal, to be honest. And, like, Cole has the picture of the whitest dad dude I've ever seen in my entire life. So if he thinks it's ridiculous, that's not good, Joe.
So when I was a kid, Lars, I'm going to tell the story about how my mom used to make meat. You remember the story?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'll make it short. Basically, my mom used to make this dish called meat, and it wasn't meatloaf. It was ground beef placed onto a pan, maybe with some ketchup on top, maybe some salt and pepper. That was it. And then she threw it in the oven until it was hard as a rock and took it out, and it was done. And she called it meat.
Yeah.
And, so it tasted bad. It basically tasted very irony because it's just like... cooked raw, it's flesh.
Wait, what's the irony?
Cow flesh. It tasted iron.
Oh, okay.
Like iron, like blood. Like this, it wasn't flavored.
Why did it taste like blood?
I don't know. It tasted like raw flesh that's not seasoned.
Wait,
like,
she didn't cook it?
She cooked it, but it wasn't.
People eating
but it wasn't, it didn't, it wasn't very good at all. It just was bland and kind of bad, and, you know.
Kind of like
sometimes
our old
you'd
episodes,
get a bite full of salt and pepper.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you were saying, Joe?
It was bad.
Oh, by the way, again, you need to be listening the whole time. Someone in the chat, who I'm not going to give credit to, has said, someone give me some context, please. No, you got to tune in.
My mom used to make a dish called meat, and it was ground beef, and she threw it in the oven. Sometimes there'd be ketchup.
Don't enable her, Joe, or him, whoever it is.
So,
go ahead, Joe.
Did you have any bizarre childhood dishes as a kid, Lars, that you used to eat?
Yeah, I had some really weird, like, one of them was like half purple, half red, and it was like kind of jagged. I don't think it was a dish. I think it was a piece of metal I just ate stuff off of. Are you drinking something right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Could you tell?
Yeah. By the way, I love your nickname on the Discord. Not the official one, but like people who just call you an IRL gallon of water. I don't know why, but that's just really funny. It's a great
Isn't a gallon of, in real life, gallon of water? Because I'm like very neutral and bland or whatever.
It's not even that. It's just a great description for you. And people came up with that picture, which I'll have to link in the show notes now.
Oh my God.
That's just you, except without the muscles.
I have muscles. We're a butt podcast.